It's the Who's On First Baseball Show with the coach, Carl DeMasi, and the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson.
The fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
Talking all things baseball on the Coach's Corner Sports Network.
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base.
And here we are, the coach and the baseball fanatic. And good evening, baseball fans. It's the coach, Carl DeMasi, of course, with the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson, on the Who's On First? I don't know, baseball podcast for September 15th, 2021. And if you've been following us, this is episode 19. We'll get into all things baseball. We, of course, we're going to start off with around the horn, talk about standings. Then we're going to get into wild card stuff. Then we'll talk a little about the Braves and then the trivia contest, which I upset this young man last week. And, I know I got the W flag flying above, outside in front of my house, but once again, it's always a lot of fun. And remember, this is all presented by Coach's Corner. We're all part of the Coach's Corner Sports Network, five shows. Right now, tonight, Atlanta man Brandon Bain is doing Rubbin' and Grubbin' every Wednesday night from 6 to 7, talking all things NASCAR. Then, of course, he grubs food for free, but we got to pay for it. Okay, and then we go with, of course, yours truly, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report every Saturday from 9 to about 10:30. And then we got a little show that was recorded way back in August, the 19th. Oh, I'm sorry, way back in April, the Masters from Augusta National with the Herb brothers. So once again, you want to go watch that? Go to YouTube and two podcasts. Of course, the Hot Grid podcast with the Young Bucks, Travis Jadon and Spencer Maddox, talking to all things sports. Besides being pro globe, they're going to try and save that globe on Duran Avenue, like I say every week. Hopefully, they can do it. And yours truly. The Who's On First Base baseball podcast with the coach, Carl DeMasi, and Kyle Lawson. Kyle, 20 games left. We're in the home stretch. We're rounding third base.
You got that right, coach. And, man, the races are great for in a couple of big divisions, and the wild card race is even hotter. We had a lot to talk about tonight, coach.
I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. I can't believe there's 20 games left. I mean, this season has flew by. Last year, we got 60 games. This year, we're going to get 162, so it should be pretty exciting. So let's kick it right off. I mean, let them know there's teams that are probably going to clinch it. They don't have to worry about it. So throw those teams out to our fans.
Okay, so right now, we've had our first two teams clinch, and you guessed it, they're both in the National League West. Of course, I'm talking about the San Francisco Giants, and I'm talking about the Los Angeles Dodgers right now. The San Francisco Giants already won. They're 95-50, continue to absolutely be the class of Major League Baseball. But the Dodgers are still 2.5 games back with the second best record in all of baseball at 93-53. It's crazy to think that there could be possibly a 100-win team that has to go into the wild card.
It could happen. We could see that with either the Giants or Dodgers. And how come the Brew Crew isn't clinched it already? I mean, they're already at 89 wins.
Well, they're getting pretty close right now. And, I mean, their magic number, it looks like it's around 9 right now to go ahead and clinch right now. In the Central, they are 89-56. They've been 7-3 in their last 10. Dominant pitching, clutch hitting from, I mean, really just a cast of characters. A lot of guys that are not necessarily household names, you know, other than the likes, you know, Lorenzo Cain and Christian Yelich. But their pitching gets it done. I mean, they threw a no-hitter, you know, over the weekend. Right now, a combined no-hitter. Great outing by Corbin Burnes, who is putting up some crazy Cy Young-like numbers, along with Brandon Woodruff. So good job for the Brew Crew. They've all got it locked up, and in the next 10 days, they're going to be having that Central Crown flag flying at, well, what used to be Miller Park, American Family Insurance Field.
I mean, the White Sox are up 12.5 games. The Devil Rays are up 9 games. So they're pretty much a lock, if you ask me, those two teams.
Yeah, they really go. I mean, if we want to go over to the AL East right now, there are the second 90-win team right now in baseball. They're 90-55 right now. Played 500 ball the last 10 days. And, I mean, they got a 9-game lead over both the Yankees and the Red Sox. And, I mean, don't forget about Toronto. We'll get into that in a little bit. But, I mean, the Blue Jays are staying tough. Robbie Ray making a good case for maybe getting some Cy Young votes. We were talking about a little bit earlier today, coach. There is potentially 4 teams in the American League East that could be playing come October, and there could be a really good team, and I guarantee you it will be, that's sitting at home watching on the couch.
So what about the Astros out in the West? You think they're gonna have a stronghold? They're gonna make it in there?
Yeah, I don't see Seattle coming back. I see Seattle making a, you know, right now I think their focus is more on the wild card. They're 6.5 games back. Oakland only half a game back. Oakland struggled over the last few weeks right here. Seattle's played some really inspired baseball. You know, you look at, you know, the young guys. You look at, you know, Mitch Haniger. You also look at, I always forget his name, and it drives me nuts. But, yeah, you get young Kyle Lewis out there in the outfield. He's got power. He's got speed. They're a fun ball club to watch if you can stay up that late here on the East Coast.
Yeah, if you can stay up and watch it on the West Coast.
So yeah, you've that's got pretty that right. tough to do.
So, I mean, you know, the races are, you know, still in the NL East. You know, the Braves, the Phillies, the Mets. The match number for the Braves, I think, is – hold, let me get my notes here. The magic number for the Braves is 15. Okay, so with despite last night's loss, all right, the Braves' magic number has shrunk to 15 because Philadelphia lost. So, you know, if they win, Philly loses, it goes down two games. You know, so we just got to watch and see what happens. But, hey, the Mets are coming on. The Mets have been hot too.
Yeah, the Mets have played really good ball as of late. And, I mean, they're still hanging around 500 right now. I still don't think they have the firepower to make it to October right now. I really think it's a two-team race. The Braves sit at 4.5 games over Philadelphia right now. So, as a lifelong Chicago Cubs fan, I would like to encourage all Braves fans, please cheer for the Cubs in the next 2 days. They dispatched the Phillies 6-3 last night. They're getting ready to go right now. So, if you could do that, it'd make me feel a little bit better, and it would make Braves Nation feel a lot better, too. I'll tell you that. That's my TED Talk. There's my PSA.
So, all right. So, right now, if it ended today, it'll be the Devil Rays, the White Sox, and the Astros in the AL. And then in the NL, it will wind up being the Braves, Brewers, and then right now it's a toss-up between Giants and Dodgers, but the Giants are in first place right now. So, it's going to be pretty interesting how that goes. So that's inning number one around the horn. Okay.
You got it.
We'll give you a quick break. 20 games left in the season. It's going to be mayhem. And that brings us to inning number two. Wild card playoff. There are so many scenarios right now to help you out, little buddy. You said, you know, the Red Sox are above the Blue Jays, but if it ended today, the Yankees would be playing the Blue Jays in the wild card.
That's right. And it's by a percentage point because the Red Sox have played an extra game. It's crazy right now. You look at it over right now. If it ended today, you're looking at a game likely at – you're looking at a game at Yankee Stadium, the most dangerous of all matchups, a one-game playoff for the chance to move on to the divisional series right now. And like you said, Boston came back and won last night. They lost a big one on Monday night on a key error, but they are only one percentage point back. But that percentage point means they are sitting at home. And like we mentioned before, Seattle, three games back. They haven't been in the playoffs in 20 years since that 116-game win season. And it would be really cool. I just think it'd be kind of cool to see them face off against the team that dispatched them last time they were in the playoffs 20 years ago. And of course, that's the mighty evil empire, the Yankees. But also,
but you know what everybody wants to see, though. Everybody wants to see the Red Sox Yankees in a one-game playoff.
Yeah, of course, everybody wants to see that. You go back to the days of Bucky Dent. You go to look at the Aaron Boone. This is the classic matchup. It's what everybody would like to see. But there are so many crazy scenarios, and the fact that it is so tight, the next 10 days I really think are going to tell the story. I think in the next 10 days you will have the clearest picture of who is going to actually get the wild card spot, 1 and 2, and who is going to fall off.
So we got like 9 teams vying for that wild card spot. And you know what? Everybody hates that playing game, wild card game. I think it's great. I mean, the excitement of it. And you got 7, 8, 9 teams that are fighting to get in there. And then they get into it's a best of 5 series right after that.
Yeah, it's the best of 5 in the DS. As we know, you know, best of 3, you win it. You go to the championship series. I love the play-in game. It gives the incentive. Keep fighting. Keep pushing. Make those moves at the deadline. Shake things up. And, I mean, Seattle has done that. They've stayed tight. Oakland, you know that they're always going to be in the thick of it. I mean, they just do the little things so well. The Red Sox have struggled a little bit lately, but they're still in the mix. Toronto has eclipsed them, but it is so close. And, I mean, it really depends on strength of schedule at this point, who can hang on and who can stay healthy in the AL.
It's going to be pretty interesting. Well, the NL, what do you think? You know, of course, we said right now it would be the Giants, Brewers, and Braves. So that means you've got the Dodgers, the Cardinals, the Reds, the Padres, the Phillies, and the Mets are still hanging around there. I mean, I think the Rockies, not going to happen. So
We still got six teams
in the NL that might have a shot at that one-game playoff.
Now, the only team that gives me a little bit of pause, because, I mean, whoever is going to face either the Giants or the Dodgers in that one-game play-in, bless you, just go for it. But right now, the Cardinals, they want a big one. They sneak in ahead of the Reds, who have been a scrappy, good ball club. They got, you know, Joey Votto, their captain, Nick Castellanos, who is probably going to opt out of his contract this year, and a really fun infielder that is going to get some Rookie of the Year votes in Jonathan India. This has been a fun ball club to watch. And also, you forget about Tyler Mahle has been a really solid pitcher for them too. And they just keep finding ways to stick around. They had a really good August, and they've had a really good start to this month right now. So it's going to be really cool to see. And I'm hoping that Milwaukee actually makes it a little bit more interesting in this race if they can knock the Cardinals down a peg starting tonight. But I also bring up a team that had a terrible, terrible August, and that's the San Diego Padres. They're still in it. And, I mean, look at the names that they've got. I mean, you look at Machado, you Darvish, you got Tatis, you got Eric Hosmer. I could keep going. They're only a game out, and then the Philadelphia Phillies. If this is big, if the Cubs were to find a way to sweep Philadelphia, and I'm not saying that's going to happen, but if they could find a way even just to lose this series, that's really going to take a big wind out of their sail, because Cincinnati's been hot and so is San Diego.
Well, we talked about San Diego way back when. We thought they would be vying for the NL West, but it seems like the Giants are the surprise team. Now, I just think it's been a big letdown for all the Padres fans and all baseball fans. I thought this team, loaded with a lot of talent, which you just read off those names, not getting into the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, they could be on the outside looking in. That's a big payroll. They really went for it in the offseason. And, yeah, there's a very good chance of that right now. I don't know what else I can tell you. The next 20 games are going to tell. No, that's cliched, but it is what it is. They got to go out there and get it done. And, I mean, because there is nobody that is going to get anywhere near the Dodgers or the Giants.
All right, let's go to the other side. We got to give somebody the donkey trophy, the end of the horse trophy. I mean, Baltimore, there's no way they're going to win up, even get close to 60 games, so they'll have 100 losses. We got to talk about the Twins. The Twins won't have 100 losses. The Rangers, and then we got to go with the Diamondbacks. I mean, so I mean, even the Pirates. That's like, isn't that unheard of? That like six teams are going to have more than 100 losses.
Yeah, it's very possible right now. And I think it's, I mean, you look at it right now, and I mean, you look at all the teams that are fighting for it right now, and the teams you expected Pittsburgh to be terrible. That was expected. The Diamondbacks, yeah, them too. A little surprised by the Twinkies right there. They're in a little bit of a transition right there after being in the forefront of the playoff races the last few years. I'm really not surprised by the Diamondbacks or Pittsburgh being as bad as they are. And, I mean, I think there's going to be a time, and, I mean, it's been discussed, you know, in Major League Baseball. You know, Commissioner Manfred's talked about it. They're not going to incentivize tanking anymore.
Right.
And I'm excited to see where that's going to go. But fact of the matter is, these guys are bringing up the rear. I thought Baltimore would take a little bit more of a step with some of the first-round picks that they've had. They still seem to be a couple years away from doing pretty much anything that resembles competitive baseball.
I mean, if you're an Oriole fan, we talked about the Mariners over 20 years. How many years has it been since the Baltimore Orioles have been any kind of significance in any kind of race? I mean,
it's been almost a decade, not like Seattle. The thing is, they've gone for it a couple of times, and I mean, it just has not worked. And then you look at the names that have left. Manny Machado, just mentioned that. They go for it in this short window, and they haven't been able to do it. Say what you will about the front office, they have not been able to get it done. Cal Ripken, still my favorite non-Cub of all time. That's pretty much the only nice thing I can say right now.
All right, so that's inning number two in the books, the wild card race. I'm saying, I'm hoping it's Yankees against the Red Sox. I'd love to see that, even though that young team in Toronto has been really hot. And in the NL, well, it's going to definitely be the Dodgers or the Giants. I'd like to see the Reds get in there. That's another team that hasn't been around in a while either.
Yeah, it's once again, it's been, you know, 7-8 years since the Reds have, you know, been barking at October. And, I mean, I do, even though that's my division, you know, and I have to deal with the Reds quite a bit as a Cubs fan, I like a lot of players on that team, and I get a lot of chances to watch their games. They play in an awesome ballpark. Joey Votto is a great player. I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer, but he's a Hall of very good right now, I'll tell you that. And they're an interesting team. I mean, I like a lot of what they do in the bullpen. And, yeah, I don't think David Bell's a bad manager.
So it's going to be pretty interesting how that goes. So that's inning number two in the books. All right. Once again, you're listening to the Who's on First Base, I don't know, baseball podcast with the coach Carl DeMasi, and of course, the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson. It's all part of the Coach's Corner Sports Network. Don't forget, we're heavy into baseball season, the end of the baseball season. We're heavy into college football, pro football, out in the Soundgarden. Please go out there because it's been voted the number one sports bar, sports establishment, restaurant establishment in Savannah. Again, that's Coach's Corner. Because it's been all sports, all food and fun since
1991. Go get yourself some San Diego chicken wings.
It's been a lot. It's been a lot of fun there at Coach's Corner. John Henson and Del Henson doing a great job. All right. Well, we got to talk about the home team. That's inning number three. We got to talk about the Braves. The Braves. 15 games. They clinched their 22nd. Do you believe it would be their 22nd division title? 22 of them.
I was about to say, I mean, right now they're sitting pretty right now. 4.5 game lead, as we mentioned before. They're 76 and 67 in first place. And over Philadelphia right now, they got a 5-game lead over the Mets. They played some kind of uneven ball, lost some tough ones over the weekend. 5-5 in their last 10.
All right, a little trivia for you. This doesn't count in our trivia contest.
Okay. Hit me.
The Braves are looking for their 21st division title. 15, the match number is 15. Okay, the 20 division titles are the most in Major League history, more than two other teams. Can you name those two other teams? One in the AL, one in the NL.
I'm going to go Los Angeles Dodgers and the Yankees.
Yep. Okay. I can't believe that. When I read that, I said, there's no way the Braves are up there with the Dodgers and the Yankees. That's phenomenal.
I was about to say, look at the look at the glorious 90s and 2000s. I mean, right there.
They didn't win 15 straight, right?
Yeah, they did.
And they only got one World Series out of it.
Yeah, they only did. So, I mean, that's – hey, we're not here to talk about that. Those days are over. Still got the Sports Illustrated. It's a good one.
So, you know, and what was the other division they won besides the NL East?
They won the West. They won it in 1982, and they won it in 1969. That was the Eddie Matthews, Hank Aaron, I think Rico Carty had a big year.
That's crazy that the Atlanta Braves – we're in the West Division. That's crazy.
Well, it's like the Dallas Cowboys being in the you know, the NFC East. But
right.
I digress. So,
all right. So we got a couple. I want to talk about a couple of streaks before we get into who's going to be the fifth starter if they use a fifth starter in the playoffs. But you got outfielder Adam Duvall and Jorge Soler, the outfielders for the Braves, have each hit or have a hit in their last 11 games. When was the last time two outfielders did that for the Braves?
Oh, man, I'm going to have to go back a minute. And I can't even do the you got me right there. What you got?
I don't have the players. I just thought maybe you know. But on the bad note is, okay, Dansby Swanson's bat's really cold. He finally came up with a big hit last night. I think he was like 5-for-42. He finally came up with a big hit last night that tied the game, but the Braves wound up losing, you know, Tuesday night, so 5-4. So, but Solar and Duvall. I mean, Duvall right now in that streak is batting, where are my notes? 286, okay? Solar is at batting 300. They're getting hot at the right time.
They're getting hot at the right time. I mean, of course, they went ahead and picked up Duvall. He's got 35 home runs overall. And, I mean, Here's a fun stat that I really like about Jorge Soler. I mean, of course, you know, he came up with the Cubs. He was a part of the 2016 World Series team. Goes to Kansas City, has just a monster year. Hits 48 bombs in 2019. Really cooled off last year. Comes over in a trade in Kansas City. Prior to the trade, he had 13 home runs in 94 games. Nobody's going to try to compare him with, you know, Ronald Acuna, what he can do in the outfield. He's not a butcher, but he's not great. He's got 10 bombs in 34 games since coming over in that trade. He's got 23 on the season, and he's going to be a big part of the team down the stretch. He's been red hot, and that's what the Braves team has been able to do all year. You look at the names on this team. I mean, obviously, you pick up Duvall, but you got Dans, who's in a little bit of a slump. Georgie's hitting. Freddie is still hitting. So is Ozzy. So is Riley. They continue to rake. And, I mean, Eddie Rosario, you pick him up from Cleveland, and you're getting good production from Jock Peterson out in the outfield as well.
Yeah, I mean, the record for most home runs for a Braves team is 235.
Right.
And that was in 2003. The 2019 team holds the franchise record with 249. The Braves right now have a shot. We're at 215. Do you think they could break that 249?
Well, you got a shot, and you got to look at your 20 home run boys right now. Dansby's got 26. Freddie's got 30. Ozzy's got 28. Austin Riley, 29. Acuna, before his injury, 24. And, I mean, okay, you can only count the 10 that Georgie Boy had since he's been there, but he's got 23 overall. Adam Duvall, don't kill me on this, but I'm pretty sure he had 13 before he made the move from Miami. He's got 35.
All right, so we can hit the bombs. We know we're hitting a lot of home runs this year, but, you know, it's going to take a lot, especially our pitching in the playoffs, which we want to get to. Yeah. So who's going to be the fifth star? Well, I think the Braves, me personally, and I don't know if you want to agree with this, there's 3 weeks left. They're probably going to only use a fifth starter for the next 3 weeks. I don't think they're going to use five starters in the playoffs.
Well, no, you never do in the playoffs. I'll tell you that right now.
So playoffs?
Playoffs? Yeah, you're looking at who are your best three, and that's obviously Charlie Morton and Max Fried are your big one and two. You have an answer. You have a question right there with, do you want to put Hayascari Noah or do you want to go with Ian Anderson if it does come, you know, to a third and decisive game? Tukey's had some good starts. Last two games, he's been roughed up a little bit. Now, you also have to look at, do you want to work Drew Smyly in there? Because you know he still is effective, but I don't see him. I see him maybe getting a run out as a starter, you know, maybe, you know, for one start at, you know, the end of the season right now. If we do, when the Braves do, you know, make it to the playoffs, you're going to see him as kind of a long man out of the bullpen. There's a couple of questions you also kind of have to ask. Do you want to bring up Kyle Muller? Since he went back down after getting a little bit of a cup of coffee, he's been, you know, under 200 on his ERA and five starts at AAA, perhaps. Also, Kyle Wright, that's a whole befuddling situation. And, I mean, Brian Sitker has really said there are no immediate plans to consider bringing him back up, but I would not be surprised to see one of them come up and try to contribute, especially if you get to a situation where you can clinch with, you know, at least a week to go to kind of rest Charlie and Max.
I mean, we got to do something. I mean, I think they play San Francisco late in September. They have to make up another game in September. So you're going to need the fifth starter. So it's going to be interesting on who they bring in there. So, I mean, Smyly, I think Smyly has held his own. Like you said, Toussaint is getting better. I think has been solid all year long.
He's been after solid he came back since the injury, no doubt.
Right. So yeah, it's going to be pretty interesting. But what the key is for me here, Kyle, and a lot of the Brave fans feel this way: we were five outs from making the World Series last year, right?
Five outs. You are not wrong, sir.
And then the bullpen exploded.
Yeah, and that is always
– let's not talk about that other game where they scored 10 runs in the first inning. But that sixth game, they were five outs away from going to World Series.
Yeah, you get that close and you need good bullpen pitching. A guy that I don't think gets enough credit as of late is Luke Jackson. He's been really getting it done out of the pen right now, and he's going to be counted on big time in the seventh and eighth inning. Meanwhile, Will Smith, he's basically your de facto closer. The key to this Braves team is strong starting pitching. If you can get your first two guys going, if they can get in, you know, to a good division series right now, you know, when October comes, are you going to be able to find the offense, you know, against top pitching, you know, like you're basically, as of right now, you would face Milwaukee. Can you go out there and get your hits against Brandon Woodruff and Corbin Burns? And even if you get past them, what are you going to do against Josh Hader? Comes up to the bats, and if the bullpen situation comes up, if you're going to see late in a tight game, let's say it's 4-3, you're going to look at a guy like Luke Jackson. Hopefully he can get the ball over to Will Smith. Those are your best options.
Yes. Hey, I got to send out a big kudos out to Will Smith being named the Atlanta Braves
Clemente, yeah,
representative for the Roberto Clemente Award, who was drafted by the Dodgers, but I ain't going to say anything about that last week. But, you know, Roberto Clemente gave to the community, died on a goodwill trip to, South America. So, I mean, Nicaragua. Will Smith's done a lot of good things in the Atlanta area. You got to send out a big shout out for that, because when you give back to the community, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, they don't forget you when you do things like that. And, I mean, good on Will for being just a stand-up guy and on the field and off the field. So that's a really cool honor. And, I mean, officially, I mean, there will be a Roberto Clemente Day, and I think it's cool that players, if they choose, they can wear 21. I think that's really neat.
Nice.
So, all right. Go ahead.
Inning three in the book. We got the match number is 15 with about 20 games left. So they're looking for their 21st division title. So we'll see what happens with the Braves in the stretch. And we'll be here for the next 3 weeks to talk to you about it. So we'll see what happens. But this is the fun part of the show. This is where we get to the fourth inning, and it's trivia time. It's the coach against the fanatic. Don't forget, you're listening to the Who's on First Base Baseball podcast presented by Coach's Corner, because we're all part of the Coach's Corner Sports Network. All right, so the Fanatic is up 11-4-3 in 18 matches. I got the fourth one last week. I had no trouble. I was on the money. This man had a little tough time. Tonight's going to be tough for you too again, buddy. So I'm telling you right now, I'm bringing out the firepower, the cannonballs to knock you off your throne there, buddy.
Okay, let's do it to it. I got some good ones for you right now, and I picked a list of things that I've come up with that I think might stump you. What do you got for me?
Okay, since I was the visitor last week, you're the visitor this week, I'm the home team. All right, we talked about wild card playoffs. Wild card playoffs. Can you name the Major League Baseball teams that have never made a wild card berth? And there are three of them.
Ooh, that have never made a wild card berth.
Oh, that's right. Keep those eyes looking at me, not your phone, buddy.
Hey, my phone is nowhere near this table. What do you think I am?
Well, make sure Angela's not giving you any hints either.
She's at spin. Let her be.
Okay, good.
Okay. All right. Let me think about this a little bit.
You can't phone your friend now. What's your friend that's also a baseball trivia nut?
My buddy Artie.
Right, you can't call Artie either. There's no phone calls here.
No, I wouldn't do that. So I got to come up with the three that have never been in a wild card berth. Wow. Oh, boy. All right.
Told you. I was bringing out the cannonballs.
Yeah, this is good. This is really good. Let's see. Houston Astros. I'm going to go with the Dodgers. And, this is going to kill me. And I don't even think I got any of these. So,
just say you struck out.
That's what you want, don't you? Okay. The Diamondbacks.
You're 0-3.
I knew it.
The boys from the north side of Chicago. Or the south side of Chicago, sorry. Chicago White Sox.
98, I got the pennant. Don't start there.
The White Sox.
All right.
San Diego Padres and the Philadelphia Phillies.
Wow, that is a really good – you got me. That was good.
Might be the first one this year for the Phillies if they could sneak in.
Okay. It very well could be. All right.
It could be the Padres too. You know that.
It very well could be. We did a whole segment on it. You were there.
Yep. So go ahead.
Here's what I got for you. Walter Johnson, going back to hell and antiquity, was the first player to strike out 300 batters in 1923. It took 51 years to get to the second one. Who was the second man to strike out 3,000 batters?
So was what year did he do it? 26?
He did it in 1923. It took 51 years.
So it was 1953.
So no, no, I said it took 51 years. So
oh, you're looking 51 at years.
When you were a Ute.
Wow. So that's 1974?
That would be correct.
All those 50 guys never had 300. No, nothing for
isn't
Koufax.
That
Whitey Ford.
Yeah.
Don never. Drysdale never had 300.
Never got to 3,000. It's
3,000 or 300 in a season. What is it?
Oh, no. I'm going 3,000 in a career.
Oh, so you said 300 in a season.
Oh, no. I said 3,000. I know I said that.
Oh, well, we got to
get a producer to make it roll.
Audio replay on that when we listen to this later on. So well, I'm not going to cut it out either. Oh, so the next one for the next 3,000 career strikeouts.
Second pitcher.
It's not Nolan Ryan because he didn't start till 1969 with the amazing Mets.
Actually, started in 1966, but I'm not here to quibble about that.
Well, good. 69 was when he got a chance with the Mets. So that's all I know. That's all I care. The amazing Mets. He didn't do it in 8 years. Strike out 3,000 batters. So
he thought about it.
1974. Wow. An old time. It's got to be an old timer. 74. I'm not like you, so I'm going to take a stab in the dark here. I'm going to go with Steve Carlton.
Not a bad guess, but he hadn't pitched long enough. From the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson.
Bob Gibson. He was still pitching in 74, right?
He was still pitching.
Okay, so that's the end of inning one, number one. It's 0-0. Now we go to the second inning. We only do two innings here because we were getting carried away. We were taking forever to do it last time, so we cut it to two innings. So now we go to the top of the second inning. Sticking with the Major League wild card teams, can you name the seven teams that won the World Series? Seven wild card teams have won the World Series.
Okay, the 1997 Marlins.
That's one.
All right, the 2003 Marlins. Don't
That's
say
two.
Anything else about that year. Oh, boy. Okay, Marlins. You said seven teams.
Seven teams have done it. Seven wild card teams have done this.
This is just going to drive me insane. Okay. Da-da-da.
Give me two more and I'll let you score a run.
All right. 2001 Diamondbacks.
Incorrect.
Okay. 2007 Colorado Rockies.
Incorrect.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I'll give you two more guesses.
Yeah, all right. You're kicking my butt today, sir.
You ready for the roll call?
All right. Just do it. I'm already getting really mad at myself.
Okay. He's like the vampire. This is going to be like a stake in his heart every time I say a team. 97 Marlins. You got the 0-2. Angels. The 0-3 Marlins. The 0-4, it's going to make me get sick here. The Red Sox. The 2011 Cardinals.
Gross.
The 2014 Giants. And the 2019 Washington Nationals.
Wow.
Tough one.
You flat out got me drawing a blank on that.
I knew there was four of them. I didn't know there was seven of them. That's what stopped me.
The fact that I don't remember the 04 Red Sox.
Yes.
Because that whole postseason blew my mind. Oh,
well,
man.
I got the two Marlins right off the bat. I got the Red Sox and I got the Nationals. So I got four, but I would have never guessed the Giants, the Cardinals, and the Angels. I would have never got that.
Well, okay, if you look at the the Cardinals that year, holy smokes, they were – I cannot believe that team got in the playoffs.
Right.
But a hot team, that's what you can do.
All right. All right.
So
– this is for the win.
Oh.
Keep that flag over here on the island.
All right, Yankee boy, here's what I got for you. Numerals 1 through 10 are retired by your New York Yankees. Give me all 10.
1 through 10. Well, you got 2 is Jeter. You got 3 is Ruth. 4 is Gehrig. 5 is DiMaggio. I got to skip 6 right now. 7 is Mantle. 8 is Yogi. 9 is Roger Maris. 10 is, holy cow, Phil Rizzuto.
Wow, a mini Nixon.
Yep. So what am I missing?
You are missing number 1 and number 6.
Number 1, did they do it for Billy Martin?
Yeah.
Number 6, this is the one that's going to get me. Number 6, I know Joe Torre wore 6, but they didn't retire that. No, maybe they didn't. No, I don't think they retired him for that. Was this a great Yankee catcher that wore 6? Who wore 6? They didn't retire for Horace Clark. You remember Horace Clark? You know, you weren't even born. Number six.
Mercer wore 1 too, but they sure as heck didn't retire
at Gramps. Roy White wore number 6. Joe Torre wore number 6.
Paul Blair
wore number 6.
Yeah, he told Reggie to get out of the game because Billy wanted to talk to him.
It has to be for that old-time catcher. Oh, I can't think of his name. Bill Dickey.
You know, Bill Dickey's number is retired, but it's number 8, and it was also retired with Yogi. So, do you give up?
Yeah, I can't think of any more.
But you have to give a definitive answer. It can't be a name that you mentioned.
It can't be a name I mentioned?
You're just throwing names out there. You're like, well, it can't be this. It can't be that.
I remember who wore number 6, but they weren't Hall of Fame material. I'm going to go with Joe Torre. That's it.
Oh, my God. Come on.
Joe Torre.
I should not have let you get that.
The W stays out here on Wilmington Island again. Wilmington Island double. Hey, 11-5-3. You getting nervous there, Cubby boy?
No, I'm not. I know how good I am. You just got me this week. These were good questions.
All right, here's my bonus question.
Man, I had some Braves questions I was going to fire at you.
All right, Here's my bonus question.
Okay,
About the seven teams that won the Nationals beat
via the wild card. Gotcha.
Who did the Nationals beat in 2019?
Oh, they beat the Astros.
The Astros. Okay, good. So who were the seven wild card teams to lose besides the other 6 beside the Astros? Just take guesses.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Step right up and beat. Boom, 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 2000. Boom, who played boom, in the World boom. Series?
Oh, in 2000. Yeah, it was Yankees via the Mets.
So the Mets lost. All right, in 2002, 2 California teams.
Giants.
Who did the Angels beat?
Giants.
2005, okay, the Astros.
Yeah, the White Sox beat the Astros.
2006, the Tigers.
Tigers, that sucked.
Okay, 2007 was the Rockies. 2014, the Royals. And wasn't the Royals Cardinals in 14? No, Royals Giants.
Nope. The only time they've ever played each other is 1985.
So the Royals and the Giants, and then of course the Astros and the Nationals. I thought I was really fascinated about the wild card stuff when you said let's talk wild cards, and I didn't think it was around that long.
I just wanted to talk the race a little bit, but I mean, you literally went from the mid 90s, and it just you look at how it's changed the landscape of baseball.
But here. In 2019, you're going to love this. Here's another trivia for you. For the first time in any major sport, okay, the visiting team in a best of 7 championship series, the visiting team won all 7 games.
That's pretty wild. Well, Coach, we got two more wild. Well, not two more weeks. Let's look at about, okay, we got 20 games to go. We're looking at some crazy races. It's basically down to the wild card right now and a couple of divisional races. But, hey, I'm looking forward to it, and I'm hoping in October. Let's get back to coaches. Let's hang out with John and everybody, and let's do some shows hopefully there. Hopefully get to cheer on the Braves. And we got a lot of good events going on coming up here at Coach's Corner.
Oh, Johnny Boy would love to have us there. Lawrence would love us to have us there. Brandon, the Atlanta man, Bane would love to have us there. So we can always go on a road with this. We can always go to good old coaches and do this.
We got to definitely do a playoff show, I'll tell you that.
And talking about the Coach's Corner, the only show that I know that will be out in the Soundgarden, we're halfway to St. Paddy's Day, and we got the band The Muckers coming in.
Sounds like a little bit of Irish rock and roll right there. What do we got?
I would say so.
A little bit of tribute to little Flogging Molly. We might be able to have some Dropkick Murphys mixed in there. Sounds like a pretty good time, though.
So, but check it out. They got gazillion TVs. We got all the football games you want. If you root for the Iowa State Hawkeyes is Iowa. Who are the Iowa State?
Iowa State and Cyclones. We played
the Cyclones. So if you're rooting for the Iowa State Cyclones or you want to go watch Penn State's whiteout, just go to Coach's Corner. They'll put it on. There's 60 different TVs out there, and you'll have a good time. And don't forget, NFL tomorrow night, Giants, Washington. We got NFL all weekend. I don't want to talk about the Falcons because it hurts really bad, but we got a lot going on at Coach's Corner. John Henderson, Adele Henderson, thank you for letting us do this. Once again, it's all food, all fun at Coach's Corner. Since when?
1991.
And as I say, let's see if he gets it right this week. Okay. Whatever you may be doing today, tomorrow, this weekend, what do you want to do?
Always hit it out of the park.
Okay. And until we talk to you next Wednesday night or speak to you or maybe go live Wednesday night, what
we
might it
know.
Be?
Make it your best week ever.
Hey, there he goes. There he goes. I'll give you half a W on that, buddy.
All right. I'll take it, but you can keep flying the W. Good show tonight, Coach. See you next week.
Hey, God bless. Be safe. Wash those hands. Social distance when you have to. If you can, get vaccinated. You're going to help out a lot of people. And once again, Kyle, be safe. And it's always a lot of fun. Hey, we thought this was only going to be 30 minutes. We're already at 43 minutes, but it's always a lot of fun.
Always do it, Coach. Can't wait to talk about it next week and hopefully – it's going to be even closer in these tight races. I love it. You love it. And I hope everybody listening out there loved it too.
And always play ball.
Always play ball.
All right. What's your signature? Goodbye. You haven't said goodbye yet.
I said play ball. That's good enough. Okay. Bye, everybody.
There you go.